How did you hear about this hackathon?
I found out about it on Facebook. I have a lot of friends who are in the same major as me, and they knew about it, and they were posting about it on Facebook.
Advice for first-time hackathoners.
Come with lots of ideas and don't be afraid to ask for help. Everyone's really helpful.
Make sure you sleep a lot before.
Definitely join the workshops because you learn a lot.
Four blocks, and it actually creates a website that is really user-friendly. You put some inputs, some information, some pictures about your restaurant, and actually gives you a web page.
This web page was used to help this area with small businesses to grow their online presence for people who don't really know anything about computer science. It's really user-friendly. They just input the information, and it makes the web page for them.
And also, it can be in the future used for other small businesses, and they can actually have a chance in the big market.
So we met Jobber. It is Airbnb, but your need of odd jobs, excessive labors. So if you don't know how to change your lock, or you are scared of a spider and a spider appear in your room, and you have no one to talk to, or no one who can handle it for you, you can go to the app, post a job, and say, change our tires for $10. And that's a way that you can like spread your knowledge, your skills with other people, make friends, and also make some money on the way. So the back end, we use Bluemix with Node.js for the server, also MongoDB. For the
front end, we use Ionic, which is a framework to build for multiple platforms, both for Android and iOS. And we use Angular for the front end.
It allows people to collaboratively build playlists for a party or a social event while still allowing the host total control over who gets to put what on. It's also just a good opportunity to play around with some fundamentals of web development. So we're using the Spotify RESTful API, and then we have front-end client that's built in Angular 2, a Node.js server that sort of ties it all together, communicates between the DJ and all the guests at the event, and it was a lot of fun to make.
Now we're at Boston and IBM to try to understand the biases and the different sentiments that are being displayed in the news articles we're reading. So essentially what we should be seeing here is first like the main concepts that you'd see in the article. Then the next things you'd see is like the different sentiments that are displayed about the key entities in the article. So if you're reading a political article, it should be showing you something that's like Donald Trump or Ted Cruz and how the article displayed this guy. And then the next thing that, the big takeaway then, is if you see there's a big negative sentiment displayed about a certain figure, we would like to be able to propagate links from different sources that might also display a negative sentiment, but maybe display a positive bias. Because we feel that in the news now, people might actually want to be educated on both sides of the stories, and there's a severe lack of that in today's current environment.
Would you consider coming to another hackathon in the future?
Definitely, but I think I need some time to catch up on sleep first.
I definitely agree. It was tiring, but it was definitely worth it.